Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafee Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Boy, if you ever left my side, the sun from the sky, I'd probably die without you in my life, 'cause I need you to shine, shine your light. Oh, you're everything to me.
women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Ragland is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
As we close in on well towards 1,000 live three-hour episodes of this very Hair Radio Morning Show broadcast, I have to say, when I created the Hair Radio Morning Show, which was designed to be kind of like a Steve Harvey-ish radio, Tom Joyner type radio show, I really had no idea that it would go on and on and on quite this long. It was back in probably about 2014 when I first had the idea to take the Hair Radio Show, which had already broadcast on terrestrial AM and FM radio, as well as its own internet channel in the early 2000s. And I wanted to bring it back, as I had, but it had been on other platforms. So I brought it to Blog Talk and decided that it would be something I would try. And I really fell in love with the idea of being able to do a morning show for 3 hours each day, kind of like what I grew up on in Philadelphia, listening with my whole family to the Mary Mason radio show each morning. And that's what I wanted to give, a version of that, in which we could have fun each morning. It would be early. We're talking 6 o'clock in the morning, New York time. Very, very early in the morning. It's still dark outside. It was freezing cold when I started the program. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help everybody wake up and have something positive and fun and, you know, connected. Somebody's on with you live going through life each morning. And that's what I want it to be, and that's what the show has represented and what it means to so many folks who each morning, the first thing they do, they program our radio telephone number, our contact 516 number. Literally, they program it into their cell phones, and when they wake up each morning, as you guys know, we say wake up and be awesome. That's correct. We want you to wake up, hit that one programmed contact button on your cell phone. We know it's right there at your head. And literally connect with our live radio broadcast. It's been a great, rewarding time each day to put this together for folks, Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. It's great. So we love it. We will continue to bring you the broadcast, God willing, and continue to improve it. And I'm excited. And that the reason that we get that question all the time, why so early in the morning? And again, it's just we want it to be a part of you creating your day. For the most part, you turn on your TV as soon as you wake up, and it's kind of a deluge of just, you know, real chaotic type stories and things that, to me, it doesn't lend itself to getting your day started in the most productive way. I think surrounding yourself with positive energy, folks who absolutely love that you have joined them, and listening to great music and sharing great stories, that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. It really is, and we couldn't have made it this far without you. Our amazing fans. So I'm Kerry Hines, and we've gone this far. Let's keep it going.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Kerry Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. I'm Kerry Hines. Today we have very, very, very special guests joining us and big topics. We are talking about the International Beauty Show in New York City, IBS. And this is the first time that they've been back since the pandemic began. So literally, 2022 is a great jump off for them. And my very, very special, my wonderful great friend and friend to all of Hair Radio, the one and only Miss Siobhan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the very special introduction. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, and a big welcome back to you as well. It's been a while since we've had you on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
It seems like forever. Oh, my goodness.
And,
you know, I'm always listening in, even though I'm not on. It's an amazing, outstanding show.
Thank you so much. And we're very, very pleased that you woke up early today. Now, listen, I have got to talk about the International Beauty Show. Siobhan, I have got to share. First of all, I'm so excited to have on this very broadcast some just of the stellar of the industry, and also to talk a little bit about what I got to see firsthand. You know, it was, I have to say, first of all, I just had so much fun on this Sunday going to the IBS show. As I said, it was the first one that we've had in several years. And,
of course,
the weather, let me just start there first. The weather in New York City, Sunday, we're talking about March 13th of 2022, and it was bone-chilling cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, for me, because you guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York. That's where we have our studio headquarters. And so I literally took the train, Siobhan, from Brooklyn down and over to, over to Manhattan, which is a different borough for you guys who are not familiar with New York City. So from one borough to another. So we're all in New York City, but I'm in the borough of Brooklyn, and the event IBS New York was over in Manhattan. So I went over to Manhattan. It's about an hour from the studio here. Had a chance to and walked through, again, several avenues over to get to the beautiful, beautiful Jacob Javits Center, which a lot of you have been to, a lot of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Siobhan, I have to say, I was quite surprised. I really was. I was surprised. Yeah. Well, first of all, the event, let's just say, I was totally surprised to find so many folks out there this year. Why do you think there were so many people who showed up?
Listen, we have been inside for so long, cooped up with these masks on, just locked away. And listen, we need to get out and get the information and everything we need. So, of course, the hairstylists, the beauty industry, we're definitely out and about. Regardless of the bone-chilling weather, we want to go out and we want that information.
Yes. And let me tell you, and the information you got, wall-to-wall exhibitors. It was also something that had gone through my mind. I said, before I got there and got on out there, I said, well, I wonder if they're going to have that many, you know, exhibitors this year. I can't imagine it. Well, let me tell you, I got to saw it. There were tons of folks. There were tons of folks, Ms. Siobhan. I kid you not. Who came out, and I was there early. Usually when you get there early, you don't see that many people. They're still sometimes fixing up and all that kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you, they were packed. They were already. I put pictures up of quite a few pictures around the show. on my Facebook. So I'll also share that at HAIRadio.com, at HairRadio.com for all of the members of the website. So you'll get a chance
very
to see
nice.
Me behind the scenes. Yeah, so I'll have that all there. So do visit HairRadio.com. Plus, you get to listen when you click the play button on our 24/7 around-the-clock streaming network. It's the Hair Radio Streaming Network. It plays right now. We're on all the time over there. So I'm so excited. And I got to remind folks, it's different, Ms. Siobhan, from the three-hour Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 Blog Talk show. That's the live one where we all do call-in and all of that over the 516 number. Then we have our own separate platform, 24 hours, 7 days a week, around-the-clock streaming network that airs a lot of our recent broadcasts, classic shows, special interviews, new music, different music, all kinds of folks. And we love it.
Oh, that's,
so that's
good. So you don't miss a thing. If you missed it, you can tune on it.
Exactly. You can catch up with a lot of the latest. And also on those classic shows, things that I had forgotten. So I'm listening to the 24/7, just like all of you guys out there, to the 24/7 streaming network at Hair Radio. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So it's already got its own fan base. So we're excited. Now back to IBS. And Sunday, the first day of the show, which, you know, is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So at this time, it's still going on. So I've got to say also, and you guys are going to hear, because you're going to hear the amazing Chi Products president, Miss Lisa Marie, who I just love and adore, you know, for all this time. And it's the first time Farouk Hair has been on my show in almost 20 years. So we're pretty close about that. Yeah, so I'm super excited.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the Chi sneakers look like, actually.
Oh, well, you can see that throughout, you know, as a member at hairradio.com. I'm putting all of those pictures on our website, HAIRadio.com. You sign up to be a member. It's free. And then you log on in, and you'll be able to see the pictures along with my entire photo shoot exclusively put there for the members of hairradio.com. So I'm excited. But, yeah, she not only did Lisa Marie tell me a little bit that we got pictures, but she tells us all about it and the benefits of those amazing sneakers. So I'm happy. And then if that's not enough from, you know, all these powerful women, talk about, March being, Women History Month, to have these amazing women leading the charge in current times. We're talking about folks like Lisa Marie over at Chi Products. And I'm going to say, Ms. Siobhan, if that's not enough, you know, we also have the event director for IBS, for the International Beauty Show itself, right here in New York. She joined us. Her name is Liz Hitchcock. Liz, who runs IBS, you know, is the event director, and to have her on and giving us an exclusive interview as well here at Hair Radio. So you're going to hear all that today, and we'll talk so much about the IBS show during our live chat and so much more a little later in the broadcast.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. You know what's really amazing? Because I remember the top of the And, you know, I hate to talk about this coronavirus, but I remember when this all kind of started off, you know, everyone was waiting there at the IBS. And that's when we really realized what was going on. So to see everyone out and about and everything bustling again, it's a real great experience. Outstanding.
Yeah. And we had a chance to ask them pretty much what you just said. I had a chance to, you'll hear it, I had a chance to really dig on in to a lot of these current concerns or concerns of the past. Now, I do have to say, speaking of that, yeah, it was, I remember the first go-round, I think we got notification the night before the big live show. And so I can relate as an event director and event owner, as you guys know, I do Hair Nation Expo events. We can't wait to bring it back in the Northeast. But So I understand what they've gone through. I remember getting a notice the night before the event, if I recall correctly, and just the night or two. And I felt, you know, I live here in Brooklyn, New York, so I'm in New York City already. No big deal. You know, I wish I'd be as well, whatever I can do to support them. But a lot of folks had traveled in. They traveled in from out of town. So this is something that they had to contend with. And so it was quite a challenge. But let me tell you something. IBS is the oldest live hair event in the United States. So if anybody could turn it around, they can. They literally are over close to about 100 years old. So they've been around a long time. And so I am thrilled. I'm happy to be recognized by IBS. I love IBS. I want to shout out everybody, the entire organization. They've been wonderful to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We had a place, Ms. Siobhan, right on the floor.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. We're talking IBS, surrounded by everybody. I took in the Farouk Company. I took in the main stage at IBS. I had a chance to walk, meet all kinds of amazing vendors. I'm shouting out everybody I had a chance to meet. We you know, definitely put their pictures out there for everybody. You know, it's about just caring so much and supporting people and supporting this industry. We love the industry. We want this industry to continue to thrive.
And it will. And beauty is everything, let me tell you. Whether it's hair, nails, makeup, barbering, beauty, aesthetics, everything. It's just beautiful, you know. Beauty is beautiful, and I don't think it'll ever stop, no matter what we're dealing with at this present time.
Wow. Well, I have just written down, beauty is everything, and beauty is beautiful. Thank you, Ms. Siobhan. I'm taking your words today. So listen, Ms. Siobhan, I have to always take a moment before we wrap up here this morning and get you guys underway a little bit more in these next few hours. We're just so excited that you guys are with us. Tuesdays, as you guys know, we do live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings from 6 in the morning until 9 o'clock New York time. That's Eastern time, 5 to 8 if you're in the Central time zone. And again, that's live through Blog Talk Radio. So just dial 516-453-9458 during those hours when we're broadcasting live, Tuesday through Friday. You'll hear us on the air, and you can join in by just pressing 1 and sharing your talk, and we would love that. And then at 9 o'clock when that show goes off, just switch channels over to our website at HAIRadio.com. And listen to just 24 hours of amazing hair talk and great memories that we've shared today. So real good stuff. So, Ms. Siobhan, I have to always check in and tell us a little bit about what your journey is these days. What would you like to share?
Oh, honestly, just taking everything day by day, of course. Taking everything day by day. I am an operator at a salon here in New Jersey. You can find me at the Roots Rock Salon. There's always space available for hairstylists and barbers, nail techs. But I'm just here, you know. That's all we can do.
It's not like you guys are doing it all. You cover the whole span. It's not like the old days where you had to go to different places. You would have gone to about 2 or 3 different places, which you just mentioned.
And, you know, it's amazing. As I've seen through the years, just to see how the salon has transitioned, I remember when I started many years ago, they did have the nail services within the salon.
Right, they did.
And then during some point, those nail techs started opening up their own places, which is, great. It's outstanding. Which branched in now, you even notice, you see the eyebrow places and the
right,
eye threading and so
out
forth.
Of
right,
yeah,
so everyone is moving out. It's
yeah,
to the point
true.
Now where I'm even spotting beard salons popping up. So
soon they'll be starting, another phase of that. with whatever's left, maybe armpits. You know, you just,
it's amazing.
I mean,
it's amazing to see.
Yes, and I joke, but I love it. I love it completely. There's so much, and as I was telling folks in the hair business who are always looking to move from behind the chair, you know, from time to time, I have them on the show. And when I, you know, talk about some of the folks in this industry, in the hair and beauty industry, I'm always blown away at how many things that you can do that you don't realize when you get your license as a cosmetologist or
That's
hair personnel, that you just don't realize that you can do so much beyond,
absolutely,
if you desire, you know, doing hair behind the chair. Now, I
absolutely.
You know, Ms. Siobhan, I think it goes back to also one of the other notes that wanted to get your take on this. You know, we lost just an incredible, incredible part of this industry. I call the heart of this industry. His name was David Babaj, and a Beverly Hills, literally incredible celebrity hairstylist.
Yeah, you know, as soon as you say his name, I automatically think of the blow-dry bar. He pioneered that, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're talking about David Babaj, who worked with amazing folks like, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, Goldie Hawn's daughter, you know, who's a huge, huge star out there these days. You know, just so many, many folks. He has, you know, Brad Pitt. The list just goes on and on and on.
Wow.
So So we're going to talk a little bit more about him a little later today. But just to see something like this, and I also want to let folks know on Thursday, March 17th, 2022, we're doing a special tribute to Dave, David Babaj, with show. Yeah, at 7 mm-hmm. o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we're going to talk a little bit more about his career, you know, and his impact on the industry. People Magazine did a huge story about David. So we're going to talk a little bit more about all that. And I've also went into the Hair Radio Vault and had a chance to retrieve some of the footage that we have with David Babaj. We'll get all that ready for you for Thursday. So lots of talk, and that's really it. And I know how much you enjoy David's interviews. You've always expressed that.
Yes, yes. He's outstanding. And, you know, that's what it's about. You know, just put out your best work, you know, and this is it. And it speaks for itself in the end. That's the truth.
Yes, I agree. All right. Well, Ms. Siobhan, I would just want to say thank you so much. It's always a great joy and pleasure to have you back right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I guess I better not launch a singing career. But thank you so much for joining us. It really is a great pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins. Right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on...
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones, Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new live Hair Radio Verdict Show. Carrie Hines, it's Tuesday, March 15th of 2022. It's my great pleasure and honor to welcome you to the broadcast if you're just joining us. Listen, we have a huge, huge show today, so do not go anywhere. Coming up mid-show, we, of course, invite you to call on in to our 516-453-9458 number to talk live on air. We have quite a bit to get to this morning, as they say, to unpack. On the IBS show, the International Beauty Show that happened, that's still going on today. It started on Sunday at the Jacob Javits here in New York City. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Mid-show, we have some wonderful, some good updates. And also, on a set note or two, we'll cover some of the losses we've had over our this past week that we were on our production break. So it's good to be with you again live on the air. We're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live all the rest of this week. Now, coming up in just a bit, we have the actual, some exclusives with folks who were really instrumental in mounting this IBS show successfully. And I got a chance to speak with them, and we're going to have those amazing interviews coming up in just a little bit. So do not go anywhere. We're talking about the event director for the International Beauty Show, Ms. Liz Hitchcock, as well as Qi Hair Products. You guys know Qi with the red cans, and, you know, they're super, super popular worldwide, all over the place. We speak with the president, Miss Lisa Marie, and she has a lot to say about all that's kind of going on and some amazing developments with Qi Products. And, of course, Farouk Shami, we're shouting him out as always. Lots more to get to. So, listen, we want to do a quick weather we do like a little early weather, and then we do one a little later. So this is the first time we're doing weather live on this March 15th. It's about 6:41 East Coast time if you're out in Central Time Zone. So it's like 5:42 out there. So listen, weather-wise, we're starting out all the way west out in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's 82 degrees a high for today. 71 is the low. We usually just give the splits, the high temperature expected for today and the low temperature. So on this March 15th, Tuesday morning, Newark, New Jersey, not far from right here, 63.43. So the high is 63 for today, 43 is the low. Chicago, Illinois, 52.36. And for Charlotte, North Carolina, we're looking at 66.42 as well. Camden, New Jersey, 68.42. Los Angeles, California, 79 is the high, 53 is the low. One of our good friends and fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, Thomas St. Jacques, is out here from the West Coast. So shouting him out this morning as well. Baltimore, Maryland, high of 68, low of 39. Tampa, Florida, 82-65 is the split there. Norfolk, Virginia, 67-42. Salt Lake City, Utah, 58-37. Shouting out fans in Denver, Colorado, 68-33 is the split. Dallas, 69-46. And I've only been to Bowling Green, Kentucky one time, but anyway, the weather is 70-45, so a high of 70, low of 45. If you're down in Miami, you are going to have a 10-degree split, high of 81, low of 71 today. A little later in the show, we'll have more weather-selected cities, a few international locations. We'll talk about them. I want to shout out our fans. I happened to see just early this morning, you know, we get up and we prepare to show about 4-something in the morning to go live at 6, and I'm looking, and I see we have folks tuned into our show from parts of the world I never even really had been to or heard about so much. So we'll talk about that. So we've got a lot, like I said, to unpack today. Do not go anywhere. You don't want to miss our IBS International Beauty Show interviews coming up in the next hour. So do not go anywhere. We've got the power brokers. I mean, does it get any better than the event director of the International Beauty Show? I don't think so. So we've got Liz Hitchcock coming up. And also, for the older hairstylists, of course, how do you say, you know, the president of the Farouk Hair Company, my friends, you know, we have, they make the Chewy hair products. You guys know them well. And I've got some stories. We're going to talk about all of that. We're talking about Lisa Marie. She'll be with us as well. So she's going to be on as well. So a lot of folks coming up in the next hour. Plus, I've got a whole lot of behind-the-scenes talk about the International Beauty Show that's still going on today. So if you are in the New York area or would like to jump, you know, get over there, we have our own event code where it's for professionals only. Let me just remind everybody. But you can get a discount off your ticket when you go to the IBS New York website, .com website, and you can get a discount if you use the Hair Radio code, which is IBSRAD, and you plug that in as you're checking out online. Now, you can't do it in person. It's got to be done online, and you'll save you some bucks. So that I think will be good. Listen, want to go ahead and get this on for just a bit. Now, this young lady, this woman I have run into in the craziest of spots, she was literally, as I was leaving the show, and I have some behind the scenes, like I said, to share with you in a little bit, but as I was leaving the International Beauty Show on Sunday, who do I run into but the one and only Miss Peggy Dotson? And so, which triggered this morning, I said, you know what? It's too early to wake up Miss Peggy. So I'm going to get this on because this I absolutely love. Everybody loves Peggy's wonderful interviews that she's done with us. And this one, well, this is a classic one, but I think you're going to really like it. And then after all of this, we've got a whole lot of amazing talk on the way. 8:30 this morning, we've got Vet Talk Radio Show. So we don't want you going anywhere. Keep it right here. And I've got a surprise for you, too. And then I'll tell you what's coming up at 9 o'clock. So stay with us. Stay with us. We've got a lot more. This is Peggy Dotson, her classic interview right here. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With me today is a very special guest. You guys know her. She's been with us before. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome back CEO of UBC-TV, Ms. Peggy Dotson. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you very much, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is my pleasure to welcome you back in 2020 to this wonderful broadcast and to bring somebody who, you know, we're doing a special right now on women in business and who else besides the legendary Peggy Dotson to talk to about UBC-TV.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, what can we tell folks what UBC, for those who may have been under a rock for these last decades or so, but what can you tell us about UBC-TV?
Well, I think I can break it down into one sentence, if I can remember. Well, UBC is, I guess technically, you could say we're urban broadcasting company, and UBC is a media technology broadcast company that creates original urban lifestyle content, goods, and services. That's distributed over multiple platforms globally. That's the basis of what it really is, in a word.
Why is it so important to have something like UBC-TV these days?
Well, I think I know for one reason is our culture. We need to be able to tell our own stories, and those stories need to be told by us. Some years ago, the only people that were telling our stories were not of
our race or culture. And as the more the world gets multi-platform, the more culture is important. And we've known for many years that that African Americans, we have what over $1 trillion buying power, and that's growing, and that we are the creators of the world, and people follow us. We over-index in video, we over-index, we purchase everything, we over-index in everything, but yet we're the least represented in reference to who we really are, and people have basically painted us as one-dimensional. Although today things are better, I must say that some of my colleagues are working a lot, and some of the studios have opened up more to accepting us to be on screen, whether it's the small screen or the big screen. But there's so much more still to be done, because the problem is controlling the narrative. We still are not controlling the narrative, which means that our stories are not being told, although there are more of us in front of the camera and more of us behind the camera. The stories are still not being told.
Well, Peggy, why do you think they're not being told the way we wish to tell them, even to this day where, as you pointed out, things have gotten a teensy bit better, but why are we still not controlling the narrative?
Well, because the industry is controlled by white males. And it's a well-known fact. I mean, I'm in so many meetings. I meet with, you know, the Googles, the Facebooks, the companies that I'm always around, AT&Ts, and I have deals with most of them. But the issues that they also recognize is not that they're recognizing the issue that a lack of diversity. When you don't have people of color at the table, you have the wackiest stuff that comes out. We've seen in some of the commercials that have been on, you know, we're saying, you know, like I think it's, what company was it that had the blackface, Prada? I mean, you created blackface. You know, who was at the table to decide that?
And
they actually greenlit it.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
Which makes no sense. Exactly. And I have to jump in because I know exactly what you mean. Here in New York, I watched, we just kind of wrapped. In February, you know, it's Black History Month, and they show health stories, you know, little on the news. They show a little five-second clip about, usually it's, you know, kind of textbook black hero type thing. And they'll talk about it for a few seconds. And it's usually where they're totally white anchors talking about it, which is okay. But then I noticed, since I watched the news all the time, that they kept retelling the same clip, showing the same clip over and over. No one bothered to come up with different clips about different black heroes. And I said, wow, they're just trying to capitalize on it, and not even making a real contribution to their own broadcast about the contributions of blacks and history. And this is something, and it just reminds me of what you're saying about having a seat at the table. Having a seat at the table. And to me, I think like UBC TV, it's having the whole darn dining room. I think this is the thing that I'd like to see. And as you so eloquently put it, with things that are changing, and they are changing slowly, and we have folks who are looking more and more like us in front of the camera, but and some behind the camera, but it really needs to be on a corporate level, I think. How do you weigh in on that?
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. It needs to be more on the corporate level. You're right, where there are more people of color on corporate boards. For instance, venture capital, women, period. Let's just say women. There is, 0.1% of women-owned projects are being funded by venture capitalists. And so, you know, the 99.9% of them are male. And
you know, just having more people of color at the table and more women of color at the table in these corporations, and to be able to green light things, to be able to say there are a handful of women out here now that are green lighting, they're getting deals at Netflix and things of that nature, but we're so far behind still. It's like the weight of the world is on a handful of people's shoulders.
And you would
it shouldn't
think
be like
is,
that.
Exactly. You would think this is a no-brainer because when we are faced on television, like I have so many of these amazing stories to share with you guys today. One that kind of jumps out at me is, you know, the diversity in my own company at Hair Radio LLC. And I have folks who represent the rainbow. We have Caucasian colleagues and associates here. We have African Americans. We have folks who are outside of the country. We have folks over in Ghana who support us and who promote us out there. But one of my favorite times, I had one of my colleagues on who's not an African American. And I remember showing the flyer for our big Hair Nation Expo events. We're going to talk about that as well down the road some. But I was showing the flyer where we have these beautiful three ladies who are African-American, so it looks on the picture, in different shades. And we do that so everybody can identify. And it's gone over very well in the black community. But the colleague, again, who's not African-American, said to me, is it possible we could have, instead of that maybe, she said it delicately as you could put it, but could we put a Caucasian face on there instead of the three black ladies, I guess. I forget exactly how she worded it because she really tiptoed around that. But
yeah.
She didn't mean any harm. Just in her world, she was never used to looking at so many black images. And
right.
So to her, this was like, you know, can you put something, you know, a white person on or whatever the case might be. I forget how she said it. Again, I wish I could remember. I was kind of in consternation. I was taken back for a moment, taken aback at what she had asked me because I thought to myself, I was very polite, but I said, you know, I wake up every morning. I turn on the TV. I'm bombarded with images of folks who don't look like me.
Mm-hmm.
All day, every day, night and day,
right.
Month after month, for year after year, for decade after decade.
Yeah,
and
true.
You can't look at a flyer for 5 seconds with black folk. I really wanted to say that. And she's probably listening to this broadcast right now. Well, you know who you are. But I just crack up at it because I said, you mean to tell me you can't stand to see it but for 5 seconds? And I have to live my entire life, you know, looking at images. Not that we are against anybody, but it's just the fact that we're all trying to live together and get along. So the key is to be fair, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Hair Radio, and I love the Hair Radio Morning Show because we can point out some of those differences and some of those things. And it's not to the degree where we're trying to alienate or xenophobia or anything like that. We're all here with a similar purpose called life and trying to lead our way and navigate our way through this thing. And that's what I'm here to say. So it still cracks me up to that degree.
Yeah, it's just about equality, actually.
Equality.
It's just about equality and being just and being fair and being even, and being reflective of the country. You know, even now you have the formula casting doesn't work anymore. They still do it to a degree where you have one black person or one, Latino, Asian, I mean, gosh, very, very, very seldom, even though in the Academy Awards you had the big winner this season was an Asian a film. But
right.
Very seldom you have, even with the newscasters, you can see the local news. You may have one African-American anchor. You may have the top anchor may be a white male. You may a white, you know, that's the way they do it. It's one to three, or one to four, or maybe two. Every now and then you get two, depending on, I guess, their demographics. But, you know,
well,
right now
I think it also depends on the time
there.
Of day that you might.
True.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. still some, like you say, I love what you say, there's so much work to be done because I watch a lot of the anchor news locally here in New York City. And what I do notice is that we're, it's exactly what you said, and sometimes it's even worse because you don't even have, there's no representation with a black male anchor lead, or so very rare.
It's rare.
And then,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're not even seeing a real representation of even the African-American experience because what you'll see are folks who are just one complexion. You never see the real rainbow. And you certainly don't see natural hair being reflected. What you see are basically the same cookie-cutter reporter styles, straight hair to the shoulder or something like that. That's all that you see. It's the same old,
it's
same
true.
Old, same old. And you can tell, you can absolutely tell that there is nobody black sitting at that table. And even when they talk about black stories and reporting things, you can still tell by the narrative, by what's being reported and the angle and the, you can still tell, you get a chill, like, oh, did they just say that? And that kind
because
of
the
thing.
Editors, because the editors,
the editors,
producers
right.
are not people of color.
That's
and
right.
I've,
and
I
we
have
feel
a,
it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and if they are some, for instance, I won't bring up any names of networks,
no.
but and because I have friends that work at them. And but, you know, there
right.
are some, I have one colleague that told me, even with people who are of color, African-American, they use the same people over and over again, which is very boring because you get create the same opinion and they and it doesn't diversify,
true.
Even to the same black voices, you know, like these are the only people you know. You can't pull somebody else
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
And one of my white colleagues told me, and she said, Peggy, I'm apologizing to you. I said, you don't need to apologize to me. You need to apologize to everyone else. But she says, what happens is that sometimes things move so fast, they don't think about bringing anyone else in. They only go to the pot that they know. And they get people that they're familiar with, and it's a very incestuous business.
Exactly.
Because people only, you know, like for instance, you see comedy sitcoms and you see Kelsey Grammer. How many shows was he on? I mean, Kelsey Grammer. Oh my God, 10 shows.
Listen,
with Kelsey
I
Grammer
just
in
watched
it.
Exactly, and it's so funny you say that. Not to pick on him, but I just happened to be watching Patricia Heaton's new show. On
mm-hmm.
Thursday night, and who pops up at the end? Kelsey Grammer.
There you go.
I say
like
to folks out there
rash.
That what happens is it seems like other communities can kind of fail forward. They can have one show after another that kind of gets shut down or doesn't be or is not a hit, and they keep on going on and on and on. They just get so many additional and extra opportunities where we have to fight and do something amazing just to get half of one. But I love what you said, and let me just tell everybody again. Guys, if you've just tuned in, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest with us today is Miss Peggy Dodson. Now, you guys know her. She is the CEO of UBC TV, and we're so excited to welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, Miss Peggy Dodson.
Good morning. I'm here.
Yes, you are. Now, listen, I wanted to jump in. You mentioned something a little while ago about equality, and I thought it was
mm-hmm.
the perfect lead-in to talk about hair equality. I've just launched a new site, hairequality.com, which kind of takes you to our Hair Nation Expo platform, but it talks about the diversity and how important there's something out there that we're going to get into just a tad called the Crown Act. And so hair
mm-hmm.
equality makes everybody part of that conversation, like you said, about seats at the table. That's what this is all about. We want to recognize everybody's hair and not let folks use our hair in the black community to be discriminated against. And I wanted to get your thoughts on hair equality and what you think. You know, we've all, you know, folks, especially natural hair folks, and even those who are not, our hair has been very important to us, and folks have used that to separate us. And what's your take on it?
Well, it's like Samson and Delilah. What happened with Samson? Mm. He cut his hair and he lost his powers. Mm. So hair to us is part of our cultural expression, and it's part of our power, and it's part of who we are. And you know, I had a friend who has locks, and he had to cut his locks. He got a new job. And he said, "I'll cut my hair," and because they don't, you know, like, have to cut my locks. They don't want that. And it's just a way of making people lose their identity and fit into something that has no soul, no creativity, no nothing. And when you fall for that, into that no soul, no nothing, you are then dictated to be someone that you are not. And, I mean, black folks have been always, we just see our hair everywhere. I mean, from locks to all types of braids and everything, hair expressions. You know, I love the hair shows because I love the competitions, the creativity that's created. And I feel that is an expression of who we are, and it should always be welcome. And I'm so glad and so happy about the Crown Act, because, you know, no one should be penalized because they have locks. I have locks. And, you know, because I am a creative.
Can't they just keep their fingers out of our hair? I mean, my goodness. Leave
our
hair alone.
I know. The hair is very powerful because it's your crown. It's your crown. Your crown is your loyalty, your heritage. And you know, this goes all the way back to, you know, slavery and them bringing us here and totally taking anything and everything away from us that identifies who we are as a culture or race of people. I always say culture, you know, our culture. And they had to do that in order to control and you know, defame. But what's happening now is that that's not flying anymore. We're in a new era of acceptance and creativity and culture. I think we're in a cultural revolution.
Exactly.
Where all the stuff that used to be is no more. We're not tolerating the way that things used to be. And it's a great change. It's a wonderful change. And that's why I keep my hair locks, because I want people to know, you know, I mean, afros, locks, I mean, jafros. You can go to Japan, and what they call, they wear afros over there. They're called jafros. Jafros, like Japan afros.
Wow.
People follow our culture globally, whether it's hair or what have you. And so why should we cut our hair when that's our power? I want little girls and little boys and people who are executives to know that, yes, you can be professional and wear your suit, your heels, or whatever, and your hair could be locks, it could be afro, it could be whatever. It's just an expression of who you are, which is you have to bring yourself into the room anyway.
Exactly, and I think, Peggy, you're absolutely right. It also seems that, to me, what folks who are not in this community just don't understand. And they don't care to understand it. They just want to, you know, I don't know what, I can't even make any sense of it. But the thing is, where there was a teenage boy and he was, you know, that wasn't even allowed to march in a graduation because of his hair and all this kind of crazy, it's so crazy and bizarre that it just doesn't even make any sense. And the only thing I can kind of maybe say is that in these other communities, maybe their hair just doesn't mean anything to them. It's not that cultural deep resonance with them, and perhaps that's it. I don't know. But what I am here to say is that, and to reiterate what you said, and we cannot tolerate that going forward. This Crown Act, which is really creating a respectful and open world for natural hair, that's really what this is about. And you have these states in New Jersey just being like the third in the nation at this time. I think there's a fourth. There are a few states where it's pending, and this is where they have passed these bills to not discriminate against folks, especially for natural hair. But you know, using the hair as a way to separate and treat people in a derogatory fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to keep an eye on it right here on the Hair Radio. We wouldn't be the Hair Radio Morning Show if we didn't, Miss Peggy Dodson. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah,
speaking of little girls, and you mentioned this earlier, you know, just to even ask you, because you've been really doing some amazing things at UBC-TV and being a CEO, you already set an example for young women. But what can you tell us? Like, if you have to share advice, what advice would you share with young girls out there about being a CEO or whatever you think they can do?
Well, my advice is never give up on your dreams. You know, you dream something, and people have to understand that, you know, the head of Google and IBM and Microsoft, all those companies were created in someone's mind. And then from there, they were created in garages, Facebook. All these guys worked out of garages and small spaces. They didn't just pop up. And everything is a process. It doesn't go a straight line. It will go up and it will go down. But you have to believe in your dreams, and you have to believe in yourself and never, ever give up. One of my mentors always told me, he says, never, ever give up. You don't ever give up, because that last swing of the bat that you decide not to swing could be the home run that you were looking, you know, to hit. And if you believe in something and you created it, that's what life is all about, creativity. You know, you know, everything. Just don't give up on your dreams. You can be whatever you want to be. Don't allow anyone else to determine who you are. You determine who you are. That's between you and the Creator, the Most High. I've had people tell me so many discouraging things on my past. I've been on this path for a while, and as you know, Carrie, we're like sister and brothers. You know,
we have.
You know,
been
we've been
always. Yes.
Sometimes you have to make a way. You have to find a way, and you know, because people actually.
And we lived in the
you.
Same house at some point, so
yes,
we really
know,
are. Like
I know.
Brothers.
We're like sisters and brothers.
We
know?
Really are.
And,
yeah.
And you never know how many people really have faith in you and how many people are looking up to you. I mean, there's been times where I said, oh, God, I got to give this up. I can't do this anymore. And, you know, and someone like, you know, a teenager would call and say, oh, Miss Dodson, you're such an inspiration to me. My God, I just want to.
Exactly.
And I said, no, I can't. I've got to keep going.
And you pick yourself up and you roll on. That's
exactly,
right.
Exactly. Wow. But, you know, you just have to
keep
at it.
Well, who are some of the folks, Peggy, who have influenced you? You are an influence to many other young women. But who are some of the folks who've made an impression on you?
My mother.
Wow.
My mother. She's at the top of the food chain. My mother was so amazing. She's in heaven now. And my dad, too.
Wow.
But my mom was just a powerhouse. She was an entrepreneur. She was a very spiritual being, mother of the church. She was a community activist. She was a healer. She was a negotiator. She was a financier. She was my mother. And, you know, I have sisters and brothers, and she was mama. But she balanced all of those things, and she was just so smart. She could do anything. But if I could be, you know, a third of what my mom was, then I feel I'm a success, because she was awesome. And, you know, I look at other women like Harriet Tubman. These are my role models. Harriet Tubman was just phenomenal. She was, if you don't know about Harriet Tubman, she was part of the CIA, besides the Underground Railroad. She was, I don't know if they've told the story, but she was part of the CIA. She was a spy, and she helped recruit, you know, people from the South to fight in the North, you know, because in the beginning, you know, the North is getting their butt kicked. And just
just a whole bunch of other things. She was fearless. She was very fearless. You know, Cicely Tyson, Aretha Franklin. These are the, you know, people, Billie Holiday. I go look at people from that era because those are the trailblazers that really kicked the doors in. And when they're at a time when, you know, it was very hard on black women, you know, because it was very hard. We have it easier now, maybe harder in some senses, but, you know, we have it easier now. But the top of the food chain, my mom, my mother. She was just amazing. And she could sing, too. She was just amazing. And I love her to no end.
Well, it sounds like you mentioned about if you could just be a third of what your mother meant and how she still impressions and had made such a big impression on you and your family. I have to say, I think you've just nailed it and hit it out the park. I'm going to give you three-thirds on that. I think that you, as you were describing all the wonderful gifts that your mother shared, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, my goodness, Peggy's describing herself. That's what I got. And
yeah.
I just want to say, and I know that, and I can say that, you know,
yeah.
you've been doing some amazing things. And for you guys out there who just tuned in, we've been having this awesome conversation. When Peggy comes to town, she brings it. And we're chatting today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I wanted my first guest of this year to be Miss Peggy Dotson. She is the UBC TV CEO. And speaking of UBC TV, what are some of the programs that you guys are looking forward to bringing us?
Well, we've expanded Carrie, we've just taken off and
yes.
expanded the whole programming grid with UBC. We are, I guess I could say that we are going into the connected TV realm this year, OTT. And if you don't know what that is, OTT is over the top, which is direct to consumer. And connected TV is sort of like the Rokus, where you have connected TV. You're not just watching broadcast or cable anymore. What's happening is that cable is it's ending because it's too expensive and cumbersome, and it has been a thorn in a lot of people of color's side who have wanted to get into the business of storytelling on a large scale because the certain powers that be were holding people back. And they did not want us to get it because it's expensive. What I'm in is expensive as it is. But, you know, to have $500 million to get into the cable industry, you won't own your own company. And henceforth, you don't own your stories. You can't tell those stories because you have a whiteboard of directors or people who have no connection with anything but culture dictating to you what you must and must and cannot, what you can and cannot put on the air. So in the world that we have it now with streaming, which is taking off, I guess television did not think that it was going to take over this much, and it's taken off because now everything's going to digital streaming, as you know, Carrie.
Exactly.
And so now we are able to, the playing field now is level. I can compete with anyone else out there. It's all about content is king and queen. And once you have the content, you have to have the distribution. I've been very, very blessed. Like I said, you have to stay in this game and not give it up. I've been at the right place at the right time. I've been able to cut deals, direct deals with Roku and Amazon Prime. We're going on Fire Stick. We're going on Android TV. We're doing a deal with Hulu. And I have a deal with Verizon right now, which gives me the ability to go international, linear. All the cable stations are going to digital cable. So we will also have our own as you do with your hair radio show in your salon, which I'm sure we're talking about, to be able to get into homes. Is traditional TV is dying, has died.
Yes.
It has already died because people
people
just don't want to, they can't sit in front of a cable channel, and people don't want to see the commercials. They don't pertain to them. I mean, I don't want to see a commercial about Geritol. I don't need Geritol.
Not
you know,
yet.
I'm
we don't need it quite yet.
we don't need it. I'm never going to need it.
Exactly.
I have my herbal compounds. And so, you know, it's just that we don't need that type of, those type of commercials. So
exactly. What
digital technology does, it gives us the opportunity to identify who's watching, when they're watching, how much they're watching, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You have artificial intelligence and all of those kind of
AI.
Things coming into play, which is a two-edged sword, but it could be used for good in order to show people the right commercials and things that they want to see pertaining to their own lifestyle. And that's what's
so
great about that.
Well, I love what you said. Yes, because I remember when streaming kind of started. Streaming had a slow start. At first, there was a little bit of a – there was a separation between broadcast and streaming, and the streamers
mm-hmm. –
you know, it was almost like a stepbrother kind of thing for if you were streaming content. Streaming was not, and when I, just as a consumer, not even talking about it in a broadcasting level, I was like, well, this sounds just the same as a song I just played digital, so I
mm-hmm.
thought it was okay. I couldn't understand why the folks would look down at streaming at that time. So, you know, and as you have so eloquently put it, times have really changed, and the
mm-hmm.
streaming has really taken, you know, front and center. And so
well,
I'm really
proud. Because
now
it's broadcast quality. Yeah, everything now is HD and 4K, and it's broadcast. Now the video has caught up. Because before it was like spinning and lagging and things like that. I mean,
exactly.
People like Verizon live stream the Super Bowl. And you get a live broadcast. You get broadcast HD quality, same as it goes all across the board. Because what is happening now is that content is about content and the different screens. You may want to see it on your mobile. You want to maybe see it on your tablet. You may want to connect the TV, which is like Roku, which is like we're going on. And you may want to see it on screen. Yeah.
We are always so much right there together.
Yeah,
I'm going to save our big thing for we'll tell you about it the next time we get together, and I'm going to fill in Miss Peggy right after this call. I'm loving this today and having this wonderful conversation. But you know what, Peggy? I have to also say one of the biggest things, the other big D in the room, of course, digital is critical and important. The other big D is demand. And being able to have, like you said, that control over what you watch and not just sit there and let folks just give you and tell you, but you get
mm-hmm.
to make that decision. So how does UBC TV feel about that, giving people that power?
Well, I feel great about giving the people the power. I mean, we have an iOS app coming out, and I want people to be able to get all content on as many platforms as possible. It's called TV Everywhere, and that started some time ago. And I was always embraced, you know, like you said, I was always, you know, I'm not tooting my horn, but I was one of the first three African Americans that was recognized in technology back in 2001. I was on the cover of Black Enterprise with two other sisters, and the story was Weathering the Storm, and we were three African American women in technology. And because then I always felt that technology and media could marry each other. And once they marry, then you have something special, because then the technology the stories can be told over different platforms and in ways that people want them. And then you can begin to monetize. Now a lot of the commercial ad inventory now is coming onto digital, you know, because – you know, companies want to get a ROI, better ROI, which is return on investment, for the money that they're spending on advertising dollars, which means they want to reach that coveted demographic, whether it's the X-Gen or the kids or African-Americans or Latinas or whom have you. But we over-index African-Americans, particularly black women, we over-index in video. So, and we make all the decisions. So a lot of the content and commercials really today are made for women because women make the decisions in the household. We make decisions for the men. The men are out working. Some women are out working too, but both women still make the decision whether they're working or not because they take care of the children. And so it has a lot to do with that.
Exactly. And the marketing folks out there have long known that they always target women with whatever it is that they're trying to push on the folks out there. But I have to say, Peggy, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And it's nice to see that, you know, that folks are kind of thrusting forward and making a little bit more inclusion and, you know, inclusivity out there. Because that's what forces these folks to change in these corporations as they see the dollars. And they know we make the dollars. Maybe they're not aware that we know that they know that we know. You know,
it's, we're the 10th largest economy in the world with the buying power.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think it's higher than that. I think it's 8. It's the 8th largest economy. Now, these are I'm saying African Americans. I'm not saying any other. I'm just saying, and then, you know, the Latinos follow us. And then, so you mean you have the fifth largest economy in the world or here? You know, so what I was saying about UBC in reference to content, you know, my goal is to create lifestyle content. Lifestyle content helps, it has legs, and it helps us to appeal to a wider demographic, all people, because when you talk about lifestyle, I've always wanted to have a channel that has, you know, could tell different stories. You know, for instance, we have a new show called City Vines that we're rolling out. City Vines is our food and wine show, and it's about new restaurants, and we've been filming that. And one of the things I wanted to do was also to teach people of color about wine, because we consume, when you look at the numbers, we consume 85-83% of all liquors, African Americans. So, you know, now we're becoming more interested in wine because wine has been around since the beginning of time, and wine is also very good for you. So wine pairings and things of that nature, new restaurants, and then we have an auto show that talks about autos. We have a show called Urban Access, which is like urban red carpets and things like that. We have a Style and Beauty Cafe, which is all about fashion, of new designers and all that kind of stuff and what's happening in the beauty world. And that's where you and I, we're going to make an announcement, I know, soon.
Absolutely.
Are partnering together to do something very, very exciting.
Absolutely.
And I have a cannabis channel, which is all about the world of cannabis and hemp, because that is something that people need to know about from a business standpoint. I have sports, which is my namesake. I love sports, and, you know, I've done that for national TV, produced that. And we're delving into news. So we're delving into news because we need a more balanced voice. I'm tired of seeing the same old people doing the same old things, saying the same old opinions. And they're not talking to us or any people
of
color. And we need to get a real voice out here. And we have our music stuff, you know, UBC Jams, and which is our small concert type stuff. We have going to be doing some new shows we have coming out, and you'll hear about those. But I'm really excited about the two things is our new shopping platform that we're rolling out called the Urban Home Shopping Network. And it is something like an urban QVC. It's a platform, but we're also going to be putting together a TV show that will feature all types of products and services for small businesses and entrepreneurs who can't get on the larger platforms and things like that. And so I'm very excited about that. And we have one of our big shows is called the UBC Mixed Dance Show, which is my show that I created. It is the evolution of Soul Train. We're adding DJs, and we're having poppers and breakdancers and stuff. We have some auditions coming up this spring. If we can get past being under quarantine, which is really scary right now. So hopefully we've been filming since last year, so we have a lot of new stuff coming up. And we're getting ready to make our debut, a national debut on Roku. And we have subscribers, and people who want to subscribe, they can go. It's a free subscription. We're not charging. So at the moment, we're not. So we can become a member of UBC TV Network family and watch our content and all the kind of stuff we have. We have a lot of stuff coming up, Carrie. A lot of exciting things.
It sounds like it. And we are so excited for you at the Hit Radio Morning Show and the Salon TV Network. Now, I've got to ask you, so folks who want to visit your website, is there a website where they can get all this wonderful information and find out more about UBC TV?
Yes, yes, yes. You can go to www.ubctvnetwork.com. And you can go there and you can actually sign up for free to your free membership, subscribership for and to UBC TV. And once we launch the mobile app, that same sign-in will get you into the UBC experience. So we will have premium content, live content, sports, pay-per-view, everything. And we're also adding podcasts. We have a whole lineup coming, in addition to the radio, our radio
wow.
show,
yes.
where people will be able to hear your show on our
yes.
platform as well, and vice versa. Like everybody, listen, Carrie is awesome, and he's just wonderful, and he's so just. I have to toot your horn because you're just really just so awesome, and we've kind of like had this parallel kind of.
Yes, we have, and I have to say. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Peggy Dotson. Whenever we do any of these things, and the first person I'm thinking about who can add really something that's meaningful, so that our listeners and our viewers and folks out there, you guys actually tuning in right now, who can add something to the conversation? And your name is always the first that pops up. Ms. Peggy Dotson. I can just say nothing but amazing things. You've just done some just award-winning things at UBC TV. We're going to be following you very closely right here on the Hit Radio Morning Show. We will be doing a whole bunch of partnerships. We have some wonderful events that we're going to talk about with Hair Nation Expo. We'll get to that in some of the upcoming episodes. And hopefully you'll be able to come back and join us, from time to time and, drop some knowledge on us and give us some highlights from your broadcasts and let us, talk to some of those stars that are helping to pull it all together for you and bring them right
mm-hmm.
here. You have a family dynamic going on here at Hair Nation, at Hair Nation Expo, but the Hair Radio Morning Show and Salon TV Network. So we are, that symbiotic feeling is going on, so we want you to be front and center right here always. So thank you. Now, Peggy, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we say goodbye? Anybody at all you want to shout out to?
Let's see. I would like to shout out to my team, the UBC TV family. I want to thank all the people who have supported me, Peggy Dotson, and my vision. When no one else, there are people out there that when no one else supported me, I have a handful of people that they know who they are. They were right there for me. And I have a heck of a team. We're small but mighty. There's Anthony Jones, there's Lenny Nugent, Verona, Amelia, Peter. There's just a group of us here, Nathaniel, who's my webmaster, who I would not be able to do anything. But, people have to understand all you need is a mastermind team. It doesn't take a million people. It takes a handful of people that share your vision and trust that you are never going to give up and that you're as crazy as I am, like I am. And that
so the right
I
people.
Sleep. Yeah, the right people. I believe me, I've been through the wrong people, too, and that you should always know you will go through the wrong people, but you have to come out and keep going. But I've been through the wrong people, and now I have such great people. I want to shout out to my team who support me and support my craziness and my manicness that I have because I'm a perfectionist, and but I work very, very hard, and we've really done some great things together, and we're getting ready to go to the next level. We're getting ready to go out into the national and international.
Well, I was about to say, I've got a news flash. I think you've already arrived at the next level. You are just doing it up. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud again to thank the amazing Miss Peggy Dotson, UBC TV CEO, and to make sure and visit their website. Her website is www.ubctvnetwork.com, and we are real happy. And again, we're saying UBC, so that's U like uniform, B like boy, C like Charlie. But urban broadcast. Peggy D, Urban UBC.
UBC TV.
UBC TV, we love it. All right, and we'll see you back here soon. Thanks so much for being with us. Okay, folks, we want you to keep it right here. We have a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care product on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday, March 15th of 2022. And this has just been an extraordinary show. I was listening along with you guys to the one and only Miss Peggy Dotson. And I have to give Miss Peggy Dotson a shout-out as well. Of course, who do I run into on Sunday at the International Beauty Show? That was happening live right here, in 2022 of all, just go ahead and put that out there, is number one, Miss Peggy Dotson. So we had a chance to catch up. I told her that we still play her across our platforms, and she was filling me in on all that she's up to. We're going to have to get her on the show again to give us some updates and, some wonderful new things about UBC TV. Now, speaking of the amazing IBS show, and I've got a lot to share with you, so we're going to talk a little bit about all of that. I've got some updates and just so much more to literally unpack this morning. First of all, I want to say how much we've missed you. We've been away on a Hair Radio Morning Show production break for the last week or so, and this is our first live broadcast. In a while. So real, real happy about that. It's our show number 684 as we march towards literally our 700th broadcast coming up very, very soon. And we're going to talk all about that. Today, being Tuesday, you guys know at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, we usually have on, not usually, we always have on, the one and only Michael Hopkins, who hosts Vet Talk Radio Show. You guys know Michael and Michael's Angels panel, of course, Nurjahan, Nicole, and Katrina. So they'll be with you as well, I'm sure, in just a bit as well. But Michael drops by, came by the Hair Radio Morning Show today a bit early, just to say hi. Hello, Michael Hopkins out there in Spotsylvania. Good morning to you. We're live on the air.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning, Terry Hines.
Yes.
It is a beautiful day down here in the neighborhood of Spotsylvania. There's no snow.
Well, Spotsylvania, today, I'm real excited about Spotsylvania because you guys are going to have a high of 71. So 39 was your low, and that's not all that low. So that's the weather temp. We're going to get to some more weather temps in just a little bit. Some highs and lows are on the way, so we've got a lot to get to this morning. Michael Hopkins, I have to say, first of all, it's great to speak with you again live on the air. It's been a while.
Yes, it is, Carrie, and we are so happy here at Vet Talk Radio Show to be back in the saddle.
Yeah. Well, today at 8:30 Eastern, so coming up in about 45 minutes, you guys are on your 28th installment of the Vet Talk Radio Show, so the 28th show. And I'm going to share with our audience today, I think they deserve it, Michael Hopkins. Let's kind of fill them in on what's happening. Coming up in April, so we're talking about April 5th, that Tuesday, we're talking about 2022. We're live, folks. So I want to make sure you guys know. So coming up on Tuesday, April 5th, so in a couple weeks, you guys will be literally celebrating your 30th edition, your 30th installment, and we've got something really, really special planned for you guys, because what our fans and yours are going to enjoy so much is that after we wrap on that 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, April 5th, for that talk special, we're giving you a real special. You're going to be broadcasting, we are going to be broadcasting Vet Talk episodes and Vet Talk. We've got a lot of amazing interviews with you, Michael Hopkins, and your amazing team at the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're airing that all day. So at 9 o'clock when we wrap our live show, right here on Blog Talk Radio, the 516 number, we're going to invite you to just hit a button, go to our hairradio.com website, HAIradio.com. That's our streaming service. It's 24 hours a day. And take a listen. We are inviting you to join us all day for the Vet Talk Radio Show. So all of our Hair Radio Morning Show fans on that Tuesday over on our streaming network are going to listen to Vet Talk episodes. What do you think about that, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, Carrie, that is going to be a fantastic show. It really is. It is reflections. I mean, we have been on a journey with the Head Talk Radio Show and our little piece of the pie. Looking forward to it.
Well, listen, the piece of the pie that you have is an important part of our wheelhouse here at the Hair Radio Network and all that we're doing. The veterans have served our nation. They deserve our respect. And we owe them an enormous amount of gratitude that I don't think we have grasped as a country. So the little bit that I can do to share part of my platform with folks like yourself, Michael Hopkins, who you give claims talk and how to figure out funds that they may be entitled to, that they may be unaware of. And can you imagine, having ailments and things that have emanated out of your service to our country to protect others, and then you come out and others don't even, even acknowledge that?
Oh, yeah, it just came. There's not a day that goes by that I run into a disabled American veteran, some of which don't even know they're disabled. And that's the sad part. That really is. And I enjoy this format that we're on to enlighten, to inform, and to empower veterans.
Exactly. Well, Michael, now speaking of not knowing, today you are taking the time to count down from number 10 on, and I want to get this right, these are the top 10 claims that are overlooked for veterans in terms of veterans not being aware that they can file for. So I want to say how amazing. So I can't wait to hear some of these. But we'll have to stay tuned and coming up about 8:30, Michael. So you'll straighten us out on all of that. And then a little bit later on your show, we have a tiny clip, about 5 minutes, with you and the Angels, a couple of the Angels. So we'll get that on as well. So listen, I just thank you, Michael Hopkins. And hang around for a little bit. You can, I'll tell you, we're going to just switch gears a little bit this morning. Michael, I want to talk a little bit about the IBS show. I'm not sure if you've seen all the beautiful pictures that I put up on Facebook. I did a whole photo shoot. Yes.
Oh, yes, I did, Carrie. I had an opportunity to look at it over the weekend, and yeah, it just blew me away. It really did. You know, the content that you put out, it is just, I love it. I really do. I love it.
Thank you. You guys know we're live this morning, Tuesday, March 15th of 2022. Yesterday, one of our super fans, who I had not met before, Thomas St-Jacques, he's out on the West Coast from California. He flew all the way out here 3,000 miles to visit family and friends and to come to IBS, and had a chance. He came to New York from New Jersey and literally picked me up, and we went to have a bite to eat. He wanted some New York-style pizza because, listen, I live in California. You cannot get New York pizza in California. I think there's one place on Hollywood Boulevard, but that's another story. So Thomas St-Jacques came out. We had a chance to literally chat. I told him, I said, it takes a lot to get me from our studio, trust me. And but this being IBS Incredible Weekend and making connections, and he's a super fan of what we do. And the reason that he comes to mind is because of what you just said. Folks always say, Carrie, how did you get, who does your graphics? He literally asked me that yesterday. Who does your graphics? And, you know, in terms of all the banners that we put up to promote our broadcast and what's coming up and guests and all of that. I said, who does it? Who do you think? It's me. That's me. Carrie Hines. You know how much that would cost if I had to pay somebody to do all of that work? So, I've been doing my graphics and posters and banners and all that stuff for years. And I'm very proud. Folks have actually ordered my covers and my designs for their salons. So I'm real happy about that. So thank you. And I'm shouting out, Thomas, Mr. St-Jacques, you get on up and get up and get ready this morning. So he's down in New Jersey, I'm sure, just knocked out. So listen, I want to kind of say this also. Kind of have to talk a little bit more about IBS. It's really important. Quite a few updates on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Our first interview is with Liz Hitchcock. Now, Liz and I chatted before the IBSE event, and this is important. Liz talked, and what I love about this, she talked about what she thought the event was going to be. So I cannot wait to get that on for you in a couple minutes, and it's very short. And then coming up right after that, we have a dynamo. So if you're not used to fast talking, I don't know if you're going to be able to keep up with Lisa Marie. She's the president of Cheap Hair Products, which is a Farouk brand, Farouk Hair Company. You guys know them. Everything they put out is like in red, which I love them so much. And we're going to talk about why I love Farouk Hair Company. But, you know, so coming up in just a moment or two, let me get on Liz Hitchcock. And for us at Hair Radio, to be talking to two of the most, the highest, literally, the biggest names in live hair events right here in New York City. It's my great honor to have the event director. How many folks get to say that for IBS, the International Beauty Show, folks? So let's get that on. And then do not go anywhere because Lisa Marie is going to be right on the floor at the event and tell us all about it. So I cannot wait. So, Michael Hopkins, you stay tuned. 8:30, you're on. We're trying to get some more weather, and it's just a packed, literally, to the gill Tuesday. So I'm excited. How about you, Brother Michael?
Oh, yes, sir. I am very excited for 8:30 today and what we're going to be going over. I mean, it's just some of the things are literally just going to blow people away because I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, gee, I never thought of that. I do
exactly.
Have that. Oh, my.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, we're going to keep them informed, Brother Michael. So Michael Hopkins, again, from the Vet Talk Radio Show. Keep it right here. He'll be up in a little over a half hour. Right now, we are turning to Liz Hitchcock, and I'm just going to get it on. Liz Hitchcock, who is the event director for International Beauty Show, for this the biggest live hair event in America. They've been around for about 100 years, maybe longer. So take a listen to Liz.
Hey, Liz. Hello.
Hi, Carrie. Nice
yes.
to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, I've got to jump right on in. IBS here in New York is this weekend. It's March 13th, 14th, and 15th right here at the Jacob Javits Center in Manhattan. So I want to make sure I get that on out. So I'm excited about this.
We are too. We are too. And I'm sure you've heard the breaking news that the vaccination mandate has been lifted, so we're super excited. We are super excited. The phones are ringing off the hook.
Awesome.
Everybody's coming to the International Beauty Show.
Well, see, it's just perfect timing. Absolutely perfect timing. Yes, this is definitely the breaking news. I was just floored. So listen, we've got a lot to talk about this. We've got a lot to get into. I'm going to go back a bit, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
let's just fill everybody in, because IBS, it is the longest-running live beauty event in the country. So that needs to be stated for professionals in the industry. So I want to go ahead and get that on out there. So what does it mean to be, you know, a part of IBS, a part of this huge historical beauty show? What does it mean?
It is historical, and it's quite an honor to be part of the ongoing beauty industry. 1917 was when the show first started in New York City.
Gosh.
Yeah, so our grandparents were probably at the show.
Yeah. This is
for
true.
Sure.
My God, 1917.
Yeah, 1917.
Wow.
So, aside from the 2 years that we missed of the pandemic, it is the longest running beauty event in the country. So we're very proud of that. And we wouldn't be here without the amazing brands and companies that exhibit at the show and all the stylists and salon owners that have helped create the event that it is.
And they deserve a huge shout out. They really do.
Oh, yeah. This is their show.
It is their show. It is your show, the pros out there. I have to tell you, for myself going to the event each year, I look forward to the IBS show here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn. I think everybody knows that. So I get on the train and get on down to the Jacob Javits. I'm used to walking through snow and all of that.
I know. Weather looks in our favor, so we're extra excited about that. Usually it's a blizzard or something, blizzards.
The stars are aligned, so we are, IBS truly deserves it, and so do we.
I know.
Yes.
It's been a long couple of, just the last 2 years. This industry specifically has really been hard hit, really.
Exactly. And I have to kind of start there a little bit and kind of say I know it was a challenge. It must have been very difficult for IBS. So you guys have come through it. So, but if you have to say, what would you attribute to
you know, IBS hanging on in there and always knowing that you guys would be back. And I'm so happy to have you on my show.
So happy to be here. Yeah. Trade shows, there's a trade show for every industry out there.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's aerospace or jewelry or IT equipment, there's a trade show out there for
that's
it.
True.
And
yes.
So trade shows always reflect the industry that it serves. And IBS is no different. So we're honored and everybody, you know, the show reflects what's going on in the industry. And I think that's why this weekend we're going to see, you know, a big surge of, you know, the stylists and the salon owners coming together, reuniting and celebrating.
It's the energy. The energy is through the roof this year.
Yes,
we are so excited.
I know.
All right. Now, I've got to say, and if that, you know, we were excited just to be back, but to be able to make sure this is clear,
mm-hmm.
that the folks who are attending the IBS New York in 2022, okay, March 13th, 14th, and 15th, do not need proof of vaccine to enter the Jacob Javits. So that must be stated and restated.
Yep.
For the folks out there, because, you know, that's important, and that's huge. That's huge for everybody in New York City, but just as important to the folks who are planning to come to the IBS show. And I have to say, I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. Now, talking about the event, what can you tell us? My question really is, what is going to be different? But, I mean, everything is going to feel, because it's going to feel new again, so... Tell us, though, Liz, what would you like to tell everybody that it's going to be a little different this year?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of exciting things that, you know, everybody's accustomed to, and you know, the backbone is education and learning new techniques, finding out what the latest trends are, you know, and being shoulder to shoulder with your peers in an environment where you're learning and just, or refreshing, you know, refreshing something that you may not have done in a while, or it's just a real kind of community feel. And those classrooms are kind of the heartbeat. And then you've got the show floor, which we'll have over 200 brands and companies on the show floor. So we're excited about that. We've got companies with new launches, so the show's going to be great. We're going to have the main stage, which is sponsored by Square. They're coming out with a great new product. Yeah. So, some exciting things. And then the other part, which I'm sure you know, Carrie, as being a past participant attending the show, is that we're co-located with our sister event, the IECSC, which is the skincare show.
Yes, and that's huge, too. I've always wandered over there as well.
well, how can you not? I mean, it's just, the smells alone
it's
are just
wonderful.
Glorious.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's products all about the, for spas. But the reason we do the crossover for the IBS attendees is that, you know, a lot of the salons are increasing their retail environment for, you know, various products beyond just hair. So it's a great place to go shopping for, you know, CBD products or soy candles or skincare lines.
Which is all the rage.
All that stuff is over there. Yeah. So it's a great opportunity for salon owners to check out products for their retail environment.
Exactly. Now, speaking of which, please make sure, I just want to drive this point as well. The professionals, you get special pricing. Most of those, the vendors there, they always offer like all kinds of special discounts and just things that you cannot find if you, you know, if you probably reach out to them, you know, outside of this event. So this is something that's really special.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just wanted, because I was going to tell you, when I go, I usually go there with a big empty suitcase, and everybody, they just have, I really do.
Yeah,
I just
no,
love
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's a shopping mecca. And
it really is.
As you say, it's professional pricing only. So you're getting not only great product, you're getting great pricing, and you can bring it right to your salon, you know, the next day because you'll have it.
Absolutely. The people are always, as well, so friendly. And I want to shout out to my folks also who are in the media. I've always had, I literally get to rub shoulders with the folks at all the different outlets, including CNN and God knows everybody else from the local TV right here and nationwide TV. It's just so exciting. So you guys really, really bring it. And I just want to shout out to your amazing company, the folks there, because they have been so instrumental, even for us. They had several years back, they put Hair Radio, they even mentioned us on the event magazine, and that was distributed, you know, to thousands and thousands of folks who attended that year, and I was just so beamed with pride, you know, with pride.
Aww.
And I just, so, you know, IBS means a great deal to me and the folks at Hair Radio. They know every year I'm putting things out about the event. So I
That's
am just,
awesome.
Yes. Well, listen, folks, if you've just tuned in, I have to say this is a big thing. I think this is your first time joining us, Liz Hitchcock,
yes.
from the event director over at IBS New York. We are expecting just a huge turnout and all kinds of folks this weekend,
mm-hmm.
Right here in New York City for the IBS show. It's the first in 2 years, you know, so this is going to be a big thing. And I think you gave the big breaking news, which is that, you know, and everybody here in New York City may be aware, but we need to say it again and again to folks. And I think this is the update that you probably, you know, everybody just goes through the whole city, you know. But
yeah.
for our listeners
yeah.
and folks who are coming in or may still, you know, are traveling in, you may not be aware of this big update so much. So we want to make it clear that proof of vaccine to enter at the Jacob Javits is no longer needed. It has ended along with this. The mayor right here, a brand new mayor,
yeah.
Mayor Adams, has ended this. So with the vaccine thing, you know, mandate for the
yes.
proof and all of that. So I just want to say it clearly. So I'm excited.
Yes.
So
we are too.
Yes.
Carrie, I would love to have you broadcast from the show floor. Are you
I
available?
I would love to do that. I
Can
am 1,000%. I will
okay.
be, you know, that is something that we are excited about. I've wanted to do that for years.
All right. Well, it's going
to
happen.
For years to get
it's
on.
It's going
to
happen.
Just talk to your folks out there. You know, they always have this. The different, you have usually different spots set up, you know, with the stage, the main stage, and I can get
yeah.
up there, and I would be honored to do that. I absolutely would, and just, you know, welcome everybody. I think
yeah.
that is the
no,
thing to
absolutely.
Do.
No, absolutely. You're the voice
now,
of the
I'm,
industry also, so I want to, you know, give you a place to be there. So let's connect after the show, and then
you,
we'll discuss
Liz,
details.
Liz, you've made my day.
Aww.
You have
oh,
made my
great.
Day. That's what I have dreamt of for years and years and years
oh,
and years. So,
well,
yeah,
there
you well,
go.
That,
coming through.
Yeah, well, listen, now I want to just tell folks, the last minute folks who may have not purchased their tickets, again, this is a professional only show. So
right.
We'll bring all the excitement to everybody through our broadcast and through all my platforms and all of that. So just let everybody know what's the best way they can get the tickets to professionals.
Here's
yeah.
what we'd like to do is extend a special offer to all your listeners, $20 off registration. So
wow.
the promo code is IBSRAD. And again, that's IBSRAD is the promo code.
Awesome.
And you just need to register at IBSNewYork.com.
Oh, and that's for our Hair
that's
Radio
your,
Morning
that's
Show.
Oh, yes, that's
I'm loving
listener.
It. Oh, that's our promo code, IBSRAD. So go to IBSNewYork.com to register,
mm-hmm.
and they can apply that promo code and get the
yes.
discount. I
yeah.
am. Listen, let me just say thank you. We love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
I mean, that, you know, that really goes without saying. I think anybody who can... You know, they know, like I said, how much we support your efforts. And it, you know, it really has been quite a challenge over the last couple of years. But I have to
yeah.
say,
yeah.
sometimes it's good to be missed a little bit sometimes, you know. It is.
Yeah.
But
well,
I don't wish for
change?
That
yeah.
to be missed,
no.
not under those circumstances.
I know.
But
it's true. It makes you
right.
appreciate things that you
so
probably didn't think twice about. So.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, salon owners and hair slot stylists, I mean, they're the kings and queens of relationships.
Absolutely.
You know, with their customers, so they know what it's about. They know what it's
Absolutely.
Like to be together and united.
Yes.
So we're hoping the show this weekend will be a celebration.
Well, Liz, I have to say thank you. It is a celebration. It is just amazing. We just want to say thank you again to IBS. Just what can I say? I also want to shout out, I know that that you guys, like American Salon, you're connected with American Salon Magazine
yes.
and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They were so kind to put us, I was featured in your magazine and like 20 years
Aww.
Ago in that magazine,
Aww.
Yes. So I just love it. That's why I can't say enough about it. So, Liz Hitchcock, I just want to say thank you. I look forward to meeting you in person.
I will meet you in person, Carrie.
Yes.
I got to talk. I will connect after this and
yes,
make sure that
yes,
you have a
yes.
place that people can find you and talk to you. And
I would love
and just
that.
Be part of the celebration.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, listen, I want you to hang on the line. I'm going to go ahead and send everybody off again. IBS New York, please, it's this weekend. We're talking about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of March of 2022. They're back. So I want to thank my guest today, Liz Hitchcock, for being with us, making a special I mean, this is really amazing
is
that
amazing.
We have you. Yes.
I know. Well, I'm excited. Good timing. And don't forget, spring forward. So set your clock Saturday night.
God. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Because the event hours are like 9:30 to about 5 Sunday, Monday, and then until 4 on Tuesday. So we want to make sure you guys have all that. Go to IBSNewYork.com. And again, for our fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, make sure to register and get that amazing discount. IBSRAD is the promo code. I'm Carrie Hines. Again, Liz Hitchcock is my guest. Thank you, Liz, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Boy, if you ever left my side, it'd be like taking the sun from
coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry, and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
To the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm actually on location this morning. We're out at the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center in right here in New York City, my home area, my home base, in Manhattan, though. And so my very special guest joining me right now, it's the first time that she's been on in about 2 decades on our broadcast, and I'm so excited to welcome Miss Lisa Marie. I just love your name, Lisa Marie. welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. We're so excited to be back in New York at IBS. I'm a hairdresser like Farouk. I'm president of innovation. I get to work with him every day, and we've got some amazing innovation to show you.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear all about it. First of all, if I remember, you know, when I had a chance to go out to you guys' headquarters in Houston, Texas, so many decades ago. It's been a while, a decade and a half ago at least. But what I remember most was at that time everything was all about coloring and not having ammonia. That was the big thing. Is that still important these days?
It is, and we've even taken our pillars higher. We just got our Leaping Bunny certification. We are actually growing aloe vera and putting organic aloe vera into our hair care. We're going all natural. Fruit started this, 35 years ago. That's why I joined him.
Yeah.
It was about ammonia-free color and a safe environment.
Yeah.
And we're reducing our carbon footprint. I've got the Cheek Color Master to show you. We're going to be reducing how much waste we throw away as well.
Wow. Now, whose idea was this to kind of, you know, go more organic, so to speak? I mean, you guys have always really been that anyway, long before it was popular.
It was always at our roots. And I'll tell you what. Farouk's background, he actually grew up, his family came from farming, they did olives, and that's really what he wanted to do, was take and really grow, I like to call it sometimes farm to hair, but we're growing olives in South Texas, we're growing aloe vera, we're growing our nettle, we're growing all of our botanicals, and we're taking that into the lab, and we're actually putting it into our hair care.
I'm loving this, and I want to come back out there, I want a new tour.
Come visit.
Okay. So before we leave from this area, folks, I'm literally looking at these amazing, wonderful, beautiful, cheap products. And it is, when I tell you, it is amazing. I think I've read something about this Chi Lava. Please tell us again a little bit more and tell our fans all about this.
Oh, Chi Lava is amazing. So this is another invention by Farouk Shami that is so amazing because, let me tell you, lava is the best heat source conductor of any mineral you can find. And it's minerals. I always tell people, think of it, it's lava minerals. It contains the ceramic, titanium, magnesium, all these great minerals. What do? They make your hair super shiny, and it's healthier heat.
I got some information on this. My very special guest, Lisa Marie, joining me this morning. I got some information on this incredible color master system. You've got to tell us all about it. The LG Chi Color Master, I want to say it correctly. So tell us a little bit about it, Lisa.
So this all started with a dream that Farouk said, what if I had something very small, almost like a small coffee maker, that could actually create any color in the world I wanted? How amazing would that be? So we went to our partner friends. We have a collaboration joint venture with LG. Who else is better? Electronic LG!
and my TV.
Oh, my God, everywhere. And life is good with them, right? Yeah. So, and, you know, LG is a $6 billion company. They're in, people don't realize they're in hair care, they're in makeup, they're in skin care. They're monsters like us.
I noticed that LG. As soon as I saw this, the information, I said, oh, my God, they're working with LG.
Yeah.
LG and Qi, wow.
We have a joint venture with them. So they actually sell a lot of our Qi hair care over there in Korea. So we have a great partnership.
Worldwide.
Yeah. So Qi is worldwide. We're loved worldwide. Okay. So we went to them 4 years ago. This is 4 years innovation, and this is about $5 million. That we invested jointly together. So let me show you how it works and what's so
amazing.
Please
do. Yes.
So you have here unlimited hair color formulations. You can create anything you want with these 12 canisters. You heard me. And those are aluminum canisters, environmental. You throw them in to your recycling bin. We're cutting reduction waste. We're not going to be throwing all those extra packaging of color tubes and all that into our landfills. So it all goes right here into the Qi Color Master. And with this, we have, if I want to go in and let's say I want to do a simulation, I can go in and do a simulation.
Wow. Okay.
And check this out. I can we've got AI technology. So check this out. I can take a photo of myself. And I can go right in here so you can show your clients what their hair color is going to look like AI.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
It actually just took a picture, folks. I can't believe this. That is amazing.
What I see here is this is the technology. It's reading all my hair. I can erase or go back. You know, we won't get into all those details, but you
but
can see
can.
Where it captures the
right.
hair.
Exactly.
So what I'm going to do is go in.
Look how beautiful. Look at your color here. Just pop there.
It pops
so
great.
It really does.
So you go in, and then let's say that my hair color is, I'm going to pick that, your starting level. So it's for hairdressers.
Yeah.
And then let's say I want to go in and make myself a beautiful red, right? Even redder than what you saw, because I was kind of a copper. I can go in, and it'll immediately put the color into my hair, and you can
and
see immediately the reaction.
Wow!
How it changes the color.
Amazing. So you get to see it a little bit of a sample or a preview.
Yes.
Which is again just for the professionals only, of course.
And it gives me a recommended formula.
Amazing. So tell me something. So this saves an enormous amount of time, as well as takes a lot of the guesswork kind of out of it.
It does. This is amazing for salons that are training new people. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of young stylists coming out. They were during COVID, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They didn't get to do a lot of hair. This is an amazing training tool. And what I love about this, and you can do grams, you can do ounces, but you see, I gave me a recommended hair color formulation to get that. So that's what's so amazing about this. And then after that, you just go, I have a bowl in here, I have a client management system,
and
I can dispense
it. Literally will. And dispense it. Amazing.
Now, let's say there's a large salon. This is what we call the queue. I could have 30, 50 stylists all working off a phone, because it's an app, sending it into here, and then being able to do the queue.
You believe it?
That is incredible. I'm blown away. This is, again, that LG Qi Color Master, and this is an incredible coloring system. That makes it automates everything. It literally automates it. And my guest again, Lisa Marie, this is incredible. So this reinvents the whole game.
It reinvents the whole process.
Yes.
And you know what we love about this is these 12 canisters, it's fresh hair color every time. Wow. No waste, because, you know, as a hairdresser or hair colorist myself, I would have tubes, they would oxidize, I'd have to throw them away. I don't have to do that anymore. It's fresh color every time. We pack it out. It's got nitrogen inside there around a bag and valve, so the color is always fresh. I also have the capability to do unlimited formulas, because I can do additives. I can adjust that formula. I can go into manual mode, and I can create my own color based off my own knowledge.
Wow.
Do it in grams, ounces, and we're in 8 languages. We're going to be sold all around the world, and it'll talk to you in all those 8 languages. I don't know if you heard it say, oh, put bowl on the scale. It's telling me what I'm doing each step of the way.
You guys shut it down to me. I really have to say I'm just blown away. I am speechless.
So here's the app. So
I'm looking at the app, folks.
So
amazing.
We can have all these stylists in here, and I can go in, and I can connect right away to this factory.
Automatically.
Right here. Automatically.
Through the app. Amazing.
And we're working on this app for a client version, so clients can go try the color on, and it goes through our website and pushes them to the nearest salon.
Now, you guys do a lot of training, or how do you get started? Or it doesn't look all that complicated, so...
Super easy. go to www.chi.com and you can register for the Chi Color Master. And right there, we'll contact you, we'll call you. Guess what? We pay for all the training. We come out, we train you, we set it up. You have an unlimited warranty on this. And the other thing is, you're going to find out you can lease it for as low as $100 a month. Or if you qualify for purchases, it's free.
Really?
So if you're purchasing enough in Chi, which trust me, a booth runner could do.
Right.
So you guys got to call us and check it out, because our main goal is we want to environmentally help hairdressers, the world, do things safer, easier.
You've always been doing that. Long before, and I said this a couple of times, long before it was fashionable, so to speak.
Exactly.
You guys have always done this. I can tell you with my own eyes. You know, I was here. And I witnessed all of this. So ushering in all of these the new normal, so to speak, you guys are already there. So you didn't have to go and do a whole lot, you know, to be quite frank in my opinion. So this is awesome. I love this. LG Chi Color Master. All right. It is, what more can I say, Lisa Marie? This is just awesome. You've got to tell us, so what's next for Chi? What's next for you?
Well, let me tell you, we're working on a few other things. We came out with the skincare called Beyond Glow. We also, Farouk worked on Chi Footwear. Chi Footwear is amazing. Oh, my God.
That I didn't hear about.
Graphene. It has graphene. What it does is it helps keep your energy. It's got insoles with acupressure points. I had them on all day yesterday. Oh, my God. You knew me from the day where I used to run these show floors.
Yes,
my knees are shot. When I wear those, I have so much energy. I'm jumping up and down. And they were made for hairdressers so that we have good footwear. Because you know what? Farouk Shami, he's been doing hair a long time, but you know what? It's about how you take care of yourself, and he wants all those hairdressers to take care of himself. So you name it, we're doing it all.
Listen, it is so beautiful, and I'm literally overlooking the floor, and you own this. This is Farouk. It's literally your corner here, and you see the folks out there taking it all in. You guys have a stage presence. You've got folks right here on the floor. You're educating and informing and training all at the same time. You should be so proud of yourself. Now, I have to ask you a little bit about the last couple of years, Lisa Marie. You know, being the president of such a huge corporation, as we mentioned, worldwide, how has it affected you? I mean, we've all been affected on some level. What can you tell us?
So it was very heartbreaking and scary, but I'll tell you what, we jumped into action right away. And let me tell you what's great. Farouk has invested a lot. We make all of our own bottles. We have big tanks. We make all of our own hair care in Texas. We're American made. I was telling you about the farm to hair. We got our own ingredients and everything. You know what? We immediately secured alcohol, and the first thing we did, we donated $17.5 million in hand sanitizers. We went immediately to the city of Houston and second to New York City.
Wow.
And I was personally taking the phone calls from all the hospitals, the nurses here. Farouk gave me carte blanche. You get them whatever they need, and we were shipping around the world, and that was our first goal, was how do we get the first responders? How do we get to the nurses? And you can see me, I wanted to tear up. I mean, there were days I wanted to cry. But we didn't stop. We were immediately in doing hand sanitizers. And that's how it kind of honestly helped keep us afloat, because the whole world stopped. Your industry just stopped. All of our orders canceled in one day. All of our orders canceled in one day. And then after that, our education teams all went into effect, you know, and we said, okay, we're going to go digitally. We were ready. We were there. We were starting to Zoom, but we hadn't gotten really the hang of it. So then we started Zooming. We got them all the equipment right away. Farouk said, get them whatever they need. They started Zooming and reaching out to hairdressers and doing classes and keeping our community engaged, because we had to lean on each other.
Exactly.
And helping salons out get back on their feet. We gave a lot of products to salons to help get them back on their feet again, because they didn't have any money to go out and buy a new product, and everything's shut down.
Well, you guys, every single time, and I'm in interviews and talking on the radio show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, let me get the name right, just to mention Chi products, everybody knows the brand. It's really, you know, I guess that comes from being around for a long time and doing such amazing things, that you have a good reputation. And that's what I absolutely love about your products, on top of being beautiful. They're always aesthetically amazing. I've always thought that.
Well, thank you so much, and it's an honor to chat with you today.
Yes.
Well, I'm really happy to be back at New York IBS.
Yes, I'm going to hit the floor, because I want to take some pictures down there. We're going to share them across our social media, as well as our website at HAIRadio.com, where you can listen to the latest on Chi products. all day long. Lisa Marie, I just have to say thank you so much. You are just awesome.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be with you today.
Okay, and we got a shout out to Farouk Shami and all the people.
Hello, Farouk.
Yes, and your entire team. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
From all of us. Okay.
It's a passionate bunch of people, and we love what we do. And I was always told, love what you do and do what you love.
On that note, folks, that's it. Stay with us. We've got a whole lot more to get to this morning. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, it's Tuesday morning, March 15th of 2022. I just love that. You haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. It gets no better than that. Well, listen, I just want to kind of talk a little bit very quickly. I know we're having the folks at Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, Michael's Angels panel, and all that he'll be going through in just a couple minutes. But first, I wanted to mention a couple of quick program notes that we need to get out to everybody today. So first, I have to thank, that was Lisa Marie, the president of Chi Hair Products. You guys know them. They're always in the red cans. You see them in every single beauty store worldwide, literally. Farouk Shami, I got to get his name right, who literally runs the business. And so I just love Farouk Shami. I had a chance to sit in his office in Houston, Texas. So just a wonderful company. I took an entire tour of their facility space there. Amazing. They treated me like a king, literally. Just an amazing company. I love the Farouk Hair folks. You see them in a lot of the pictures that we have online that are chronicling this event, the International Beauty Show. That kicked off this very weekend that you guys just heard about. So really good stuff. I thank you. And Lisa Marie, I thank you. Again, the president of Chi, C-H-I, Chi Hair Products with Farouk, of course. Now, also want to say, I don't know if you guys caught this, when Lisa Hitchcock was on a little while ago, she is the event director for the International Beauty Show. And she said something to me. Well, first of all, I got to address this because you guys heard her. And she mentioned to me that I could have a space right there at the event. And when I arrived, there was a space already set up for me to greet folks who were on the floor at the International Beauty Show. So I was just honored. Again, great folks. I've been, you know, a part of the whole thing, and IBS has been amazing to me. I'm looking at all my badges that I've had from the shows over the years, and I must have gone to the shows consecutively for a good 10 years, maybe more. But I have to shout them out. Liz Hitchcock, I want to shout you out this morning. She's the ED for IBS New York, and it has far exceeded what we had expected. I had no idea who was going to be there. And let me tell you something. It was amazing. So everybody, what Lisa Marie was saying and Liz and everybody else, is that folks were ready to come to the show, to get out and be part. I had a great time.
and something that you heard on our broadcast because we covered it in real time. And that was that here in New York, which is where IBS is located at the Jacob Javits Center in Manhattan in New York City, you know, the new mayor here in New York had just lifted the ban. I can't imagine what it would have been like if we all had to, you know, I think we've still been waiting in line just to get in if you have to show your vaccination status. So we didn't have to do any of that. I myself, of course, was double masked because I went in, except to do interviews. But there was a large number of folks, many with, many without, but it was enough. It was a lot of people, but it was enough that you still had a little tiny bit of space, and we just had a great time. I loved it. I met some amazing people, and it was just fun. So listen, tomorrow we'll tell a little bit more about that. And the last thing I want to quickly say, we'll talk a little bit about David Babaj at the very end of today's broadcast. We're going to have an on-air memoriam on Thursday mid-show at 7. So right now, of course, if it is Tuesday morning, it's time to get on the folks at Vet Talk Radio Show. Stay with us.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. If it is Tuesday morning, it's time to bring to the line Michael Hopkins. Michael, I just to the line and I have to talk about all that's happening out here in the world today. Good morning to you. Welcome to Vet Talk Radio Show to all your fans.
Good morning.
Yes, it's nice to be back, is it not?
Yes, it is, Kim. It is nice to be back, as we used to say, back in the saddle, as we used to say in the office.
Yes, well, listen, I want to say that, first of all, thank you so much. And shouting out the Angels, Michael's Angels panel, of course, with Katrina, Noor, and Nicole, and to all the folks who make these things happen every week. And to all of us at the Hair Radio Network, this was a busy, busy morning, as you guys know. Just want to kind of turn over to Vet Talk Radio Show, I call it VTR, this morning, to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about what you have in store. I want to take a moment before we get into things, Michael. I just have to acknowledge just a huge titan in my industry. We're doing the memoriam for David Babaj. You guys have listened to his interviews right here on our network. It'll be this coming Thursday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central Time. So if you guys get a chance, please tune in. It's the first time we're doing a memoriam. His agent has released a statement exclusively for us. I've got great memories. We're going to talk a little bit and get on his last interview that he did with us. So just wanted to put that on out there. And thank you for your support. Now, Michael Hopkins, you've got some great things to share with everybody today. So I want to kind of jump on in and tell everybody what you've got in store, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, Carrie, it is, wow. I mean, I was blown away myself when I was doing this. I was doing my research.
Yes.
And it is just so unbelievable that they are actually little-known claims that veterans can apply for, and they don't know. They
now,
have
Michael,
no idea.
I was thinking about this. Why is it that they don't know? And I'll let you roll on in.
Well, you know, Kara, it's a combination of things, actually. A lot of times as veterans, we're not educated enough about the claims process to actually know what to file for. So there are claims, so to speak, that they kind of get lost in the sauce, like we used to say, you know, back in the day. They're kind of lost in the sauce. And let's just get into it right now. How about that, Carrie Hines?
Absolutely. Go right ahead, Michael.
Now, believe it or not, number 10, and we're going to do a little countdown here just to kind of mix things up. Believe it or not, Carrie Hines, this may sound kind of funny, but
what's that?
Toes.
Toes? Well, we do talk about toes on our network, but that's another story.
Yeah, we do.
Toes.
But
what about
you guys
toes?
Are painting them, and it is one of the most overlooked items on veterans. Their toes.
Wow.
And
wow.
The reason being is, you know, most veterans think when they go and file for a claim, we always file for flat feet or plantars and your arches and all that good stuff. We always file for that because that's like a commonality that a lot of veterans have. Doesn't matter what branch you're in. A lot of us have flat feet. We have issues with our feet. And what we don't know, Carrie Hines, is we can get a separate rating for our toes. And I'll give you a perfect example. Myself, I have flat feet. I'm rated for flat feet. Went in with flat feet. Don't know how that happened, but I did. I went in the U.S. Army with flat feet in 82. My feet have always bothered me. I always had issues ever since then. That's been 40 years. I got out, still had issues with my feet. But guess what?
What?
I got a separate rating for, believe it or not, osteoarthritis in my big toes, my right big toe and my left big toe. I have arthritis in my toes.
I didn't even know that's possible, Michael.
Yes,
wow.
It is, Carrie. It is possible. And the only way I found out is that I go to a podiatrist every 3 months because I'm a type 2 diabetic. And, I have to have my feet checked. And because as diabetics, and this is going to be another topic for a future show, as diabetics, we could actually hurt ourselves, toes, feet, et cetera, and won't know it. We literally will not know it. And that's how I found out. I kept having issues with my toes, could not figure out what it was. My podiatrist sent me for an x-ray, and guess what I found out?
What's that?
I had arthritis in both of my big toes.
Wow.
And it blew me away. I said, I did not know, like a lot of veterans don't know, that things with your feet, your toes, can be a separate issue that you can get compensated on.
Well,
I mean,
what else is on your list? You've got the toes, okay.
Wow.
This sounds like you got some surprising items on there. What else have you got?
Oh, yeah. Oh, now here's another surprise, too, Carrie Hines. Believe it or not, finger issues.
Uh-oh.
And I know that sounds
like.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but once again, as veterans, we overlook issues with our fingers, a lot of us. I'll give you, Carrie, I'll give you a typical scenario for a veteran. I mean, this is a typical scenario. There are so many times while we're on active duty as veterans, and we literally get our fingers caught in a door. You know, we're in a hurry trying to do stuff. We go to close the door, or one of our fellow soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, etc., they go to close the door. It could be a door to a car, a vehicle, any type of vehicle, military vehicle. And guess whose fingers are caught in the door?
Whose?
Another veteran.
Oh, ooh.
And we all know how that feels, getting your fingers caught in any type of door.
Yes.
Besides,
I know personally, but yes, not a good feeling.
Not a good feeling. And you know, Ted, besides it hurts, you have to go on what we would, in the Army, we call it sick call, Navy sick bay, Air Force pharmacy, Marine Corps sick bay. In other words, if I was a civilian, I'd be going to the emergency room of a hospital.
Wow.
We just call it something different in the military. And you get your fingers examined. Sometimes you have broken fingers. Sometimes they're just swollen. Sometimes you have to take pain pills. The whole nine yards.
Wow.
But guess what, Carrie Hines? Guess what?
What's that?
Once again, if it's documented in your military service records while you were on active duty that you damaged your fingers, you can file for it.
That's amazing.
You can file for it because, and you know, a lot of times our fingers, once again, our fingers develop arthritis. And a lot
Ooh.
Of times
it sounds
veterans,
like all the joints, Michael.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, a lot of times we just don't know, Carrie. We just don't know. Because a lot of times we're led down the path of finding the obvious stuff when we go to file.
Yes.
And,
wow.
and the things I'm bringing up are not a lot of times obvious stuff. And I've had buddies of mine, and we would sit and talk about, you know, things that happened to us in the military and fingers. It always comes up. It always comes up. And, you know, it sometimes it's just the funniest ways that it happens.
Yeah.
Ooh. You could be out on a date and you smash your fingers.
Oh.
You could be out in the field, out training, doing something, and once again, and you know, Carrie, it doesn't even have to be a door. You could smash your fingers on a hood of a vehicle, of a military vehicle,
wow.
or your civilian vehicle, because you know, like I always say, a lot of people think that if it didn't happen when they were training daily, in their daily episodes of being in the military, that they can't file for it. But that's so untrue. As long as you were active duty, and active duty basically means you're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a prescribed period of time. It does not matter if you went home to visit your family and you smashed your fingers.
Wow.
You're still on active duty. And as long, see, the key to the thing is documentation, documentation, documentation. That is the key to this whole process. If you can document it, I don't care if it's 40 years ago it happened to you. If it's documented.
Well, Michael, I have a quick question on documentation. Is it possible now with technology you can, in addition to perhaps writing it down, because some folks may have a challenge even writing down with arthritis in those joints. What about video documentation? Is that something they might accept with the claims process?
As long as it is documented.
Uh-huh.
And you bring up a valid point, Carrie Hines. Yes, the video, sometimes pictures that show documentations, statements, the actual medical records. A lot of times, a lot of the vets think that they don't have the medical records to prove these little things. But reality is, if you do enough digging, you can find things. If you do enough digging, you can sometimes go back 40, 50 years or more, especially for our older veterans, and they can find things. I had a friend of mine that he was a Vietnam veteran, served in Vietnam, 70, 71. And come to find out, before he went into military service, and he was what we call the indoctrination center back then, or you're getting ready to go to basic training.
Okay.
His team that was helping him file, they actually found records from 1970.
Wow.
And the records actually showed he had high blood pressure back then.
Wow.
And that was not, I mean, amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, aren't you speechless with some of these things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the more that I do this, Carrie, the more amazed I get, and the more that I just get so blown away, because these are things that as veterans we don't think about. We don't give it a second thought, because veterans are mission-oriented people.
Uh-huh.
That's the nature of the business that we're in. We're mission-oriented people. And
wow.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And when you're a mission-oriented person.
And that's not a bad thing at all either.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I like that.
Right. But we get so caught up in the moment that sometimes these little things we literally forget about. We literally forget. And when it comes to claims time, they get overlooked. And
wow.
A lot of times if we slow down and we read our medical records and we look at things, because a lot of things, you know, Carrie, a lot of things to a lot of us that are older veterans, it happened to us 30, 40, maybe 50 years ago when we were young men and young women. So we don't remember a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And I tell a lot of the vets, you don't remember all of this stuff. Some of us are in our 50s, 60s, 70s. I even got some vets in some of the groups I'm in. They're in their 80s.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yep. Now check this one out, Carrie. Number 8, gout.
Oh,
gout.
Wow. Well,
and believe it or not.
Yes,
and believe it or not, there are a lot of service members that suffer from gout. Believe it or not. And a lot of times we don't even know that we have it. And gout basically, it's another form of arthritis. And we can develop it through our military service. A lot of times as service members, we have other issues and we start to gain weight. And that weight all of a sudden develops into gout. That's one of the ways. And believe it or not, we were just talking about big toes. And guess what, Carrie Hines? Guess what a lot of veterans find gout?
And the big toe.
In the big toe. So they overlook it altogether. And they think it's part of their feet, for instance. Well, it's part of my flat feet, so. But it's so important to look through your medical records. Ask questions. Check things out.
And tune into the Vet Talk Radio show.
Right, and tune into the Vet Talk Radio show. Oh, yeah, as I have in my notes, gout is a common form of inflammatory arthritis.
Wow.
We are talking wow here.
Yes. Michael, I just have to say I'm blown away, and I know you have a few more to get to, and I'm going to let you continue on that, no problem. I also just wanted to just salute all of your amazing veterans. I just watch them all join on our amazing broadcast and pay attention to what you're doing. I have to salute their service. And, so it just means a lot to acknowledge them today in this space on this Tuesday morning, March 15th of 2022. We just love them and appreciate them. And, so we're going to have them stick around and press 1 if you get a chance, folks, and chime on in. Michael, I think we'll appreciate the commentary this morning. So, Michael, please continue. I find this fascinating.
Right. Oh, yes, yes it is. And another one, Carrie, is bursitis.
I've heard of that, yes.
Right. And I'm going to talk about some of the common causes of it, and you will see that a lot of veterans do this stuff. it blew me away when I read it, and I said, gee, how many times have I done this stuff? Here's some common causes behind bursitis. Overexertion, repetitive movements performed on a regular basis. Now, how many veterans do that? Amazing, isn't
it? Wow. Yes. Oof.
And infections.
Wow.
That's another one can trigger bursitis. Rheumatoid arthritis. Lots of veterans have that one, too, along with the osteoarthritis. You know, the rheumatoid definitely affects the joints, and it basically destroys them.
Wow. Okay.
Working on your hands and knees. Oh, let me think. How many veterans do that? They work on their hands and knees.
Exactly.
And, oh, and how about this one, Carrie Hines? Carrying heavy equipment. Wow.
Isn't that everybody?
pretty much, yeah. Fans? But, you know,
yeah, wow.
In the military, we do our fair share of that and a whole lot more.
Exactly.
And would you believe, Carrie, diabetes can set it off too?
Wow.
Weight
Incredible.
Gain on hips and knee joints. Wow. Now, who does that? Everybody I know in the military.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow.
Mind-boggling, isn't it? And here's another one that a lot of people may not have heard of. It's called drop foot. Have you ever heard of that, Carrie? Drop foot. Basically, with drop foot, you have some issues with either the muscles in your knees, well, your legs, your ankles, or you have nerve problems. It's usually a combination. So drop, it literally means you drag your foot, like your right or your left foot when you're walking. You ever heard people, they're walking and their foot scrapes the ground? My wife says I do it all the time, which I do.
Mm. Wow.
And
no, but
the foot is kind of hanging down, dragging across the ground, and guess what it causes?
What?
You have an increased thing of tripping and falling. It increases it. And a lot of us as veterans, we have nerve damage. We have knee problems. We have all these issues. And this drop foot thing, it's like your foot is dead, basically. That's what it's like. And you go to walk, because I've had that happen to me. I go to walk up my stairs, and next thing you know, my face is kissing my porch.
Because you don't lift the foot high enough.
Right.
But yeah, I could see that. Wow.
Right.
Ooh.
And we do tripping and falling. A lot of veterans do that, especially a lot of older veterans. Limp foot. I mean, your foot just goes dead. You got numbness, tingling, limited muscle mass. A lot of times in our ankles, you know, it's not there. We lose our balance, and I've done that before too, and difficulty wearing shoes. Because of our feet, the swelling, all of that stuff. And one of the more catastrophic ones is MS. Some veterans have MS, and this it contributes to this drop foot. I mean, like, wow.
Wow.
And now here's a real quirky one. Loss of your eyebrows or eyelashes. That's a claim. Mm. That's something you can file for. Reason being, the chemicals that we're around as veterans, we could have some kind of illness that was brought on by the chemicals. And, you know,
well,
a lot of times
like
I hear
that's
you.
That's my hair industry territory.
Yes. A lot of times
like
I hear you talk about. Yeah, alopecia. Yeah, and veterans can suffer from that stuff. Just recently.
Wow.
Just in the Southeast Asia wars. Over there, and a lot of the veterans were exposed to chemical warfare, and a lot of people don't really comprehend what chemical warfare is, and that's that's a topic for another show. But in essence, it's in essence somebody can have this happen to them, where they lose their eyebrows, they lose eyelashes, they lose hair. And there's no explanation other than you were in a chemical environment. That's one of the things that we trained for as military.
Well, Michael, I hope that you will continue with this on the next broadcast, next Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And I wanted to take a quick moment. This is truly fascinating, but I had no idea. So I know you will be continuing on the next live broadcast. Want to remind your listeners, because they haven't heard from us in a little while, we've been on a production break, that talk radio show today on this Tuesday morning, March 15th, is really right around the corner from celebrating. Michael, you're up to your 30th broadcast in on April 5th of 2022. So you'll be celebrating your 30th broadcast, your 30th edition of this very show. So I wanted to kind of just quickly bring on, if I may, your Angels panel to find out what everybody's thinking about celebrating this. And, Michael, what words we will get from you on this whole topic. So we've got Nurjahan, Nicole. We're shouting out Katrina. We'll be back with us next week. Nicole, Nurjahan, good morning to you guys, and welcome again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So now let's start. Nicole, what would you like to say this morning about this whole celebration? You guys, 30 episodes.
Wow. We're all the youngest. It was 30 years.
Yeah, that's another show. But, yeah, 30 episodes of this edition of the Vet Talk Radio Show. What do you have to say and your contribution to it? Ms. Nicole.
It is just amazing. Time has just gone by so fast, and it's hard to believe that we're almost at the number 30 show. It's been an amazing ride. Just so happy and so blessed to be a part of such a wonderful production. Just thank you to all of our team. Thank you so much, and thank you to all of our listeners, all of our fans. We definitely appreciate you. Thank you so much for your support.
Yes, absolutely. Love your sentiment. Now, I've got to turn to Nurjahan. Nur, I want to ask you a different question. I wanted to just talk about today on the broadcast.
Yes.
Michael brought up a whole lot of claims that people should file and they're not even aware that it might even qualify. So were you as surprised as I was?
Most definitely. I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me? Foot or toe, you know? And then, but after he explained, you know, how that can actually happen, I could see how that can be overlooked. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Michael, I have to say, this is just incredible. And Nor, before I leave away from you, any comments about celebrating the upcoming 30th show? Because you know, after we're going to be on live again on that, we're live next week, and we're going to be live each morning, each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central time for a Vet Talk special, Vet Talk radio show. But then at 9 o'clock on April 5th, over at our other forum, our other platform at HairRadio.com, HAIRadio.com, we're doing an all-day Vet Talk radio show. So you've got everything on. We've got recent episodes.
Right.
We've got new content. We've got classic Vet Talk radio shows. We've got special guests. All you have to do is go to our website at HAIRadio.com and hit the play button. It's 24-hour streaming of Hair and Beauty Talk, but on Tuesday, April 5th, the Vet Talk radio show, in honor of your 30th episode. So just wanted to say that. What do you guys say about that? And Michael Hopkins, what do you say about
awesome.
That? Yes.
Hey, I am looking forward to it. I really am, and I'm quite sure so many of our veteran brothers and sisters are going to be tuned in.
Yes. And Vet Talk, yes, to all the veterans, please remember that we're going to get our website will be updated a little later today with what's happening on the next edition. So when you go to HAIRadio.com, that's HairRadio.com with one R in the middle, click on the VTR, the Vet Talk Radio Show tab. You have your own tab for information. We will update it with all of what's coming up on Vet Talk. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff to put there, some interviews that you did not hear on today's broadcast. So listen, folks, I want to thank you, Michael, as always, Michael Hopkins. What's any last words to leave us with today?
It's all about the vets. That's what it's
all
about.
All right. Well, listen, on that note, Katrina, we're shouting out Katrina. Nora Nicole, thank you so much. All right.